4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hello and welcome to another daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am your host, chairman, president, and corrupt financial officer. What do we have on the agenda today? Well, this is an unusual one, but you're probably going to enjoy it. I'm still enjoying it. Basically, what happened was I was making some food, or I was preparing to make food to eat earlier today. And I was thinking, oh, what should I eat? And I was just looking in the refrigerator to see what I have. And then I was looking into some of my cabinets to see what I have for food. And I have this one cabinet. I opened it up and I keep a few canned goods in there and dry things like pasta and stuff like that. And this is where it gets a little weird. These cabinets are basically hung from the ceiling, right? So there's that top shelf that you can't really see, and I just sort of keep things on the edge. But some stuff got pushed back on the top ledge, on the top shelf, and so I was trying to see up there, and something black caught my eye, and I was like, what the heck is that? So I get up on my tiptoes, and I'm reaching up there, and I grab it, and I pull it down. And at first I thought, oh, when I grabbed it, I thought, oh, it's a can of tuna or a can of chicken, you know, one of those flat, round cans, because the object was, well, it was about that big in diameter, and it was approximately that thick. But it was not, in fact, a can of tuna or chicken. And you'll never guess what it is. Well, you might guess what it is. I mean, if you're Canadian or Scandinavian or an ex-Soviet, you might know. I'll describe it. It's approximately the size of a tuna can, except it's black. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, in my kitchen cabinet, on the top shelf, I found one regulation official hockey puck. That's right, a hockey puck. I have it in my hands right here, sitting on the table. But Tobe, I hear you screaming at your computer monitor. What do you know about hockey? You don't know the first damn thing. You're not Canadian. You're not Scandinavian. You're not any kind of Adian. That's right. I'm just a regular old Nebraskan. And I do know the first thing about hockey. I mean, it's ice football with a stick. Okay, I got it. And we actually do have a hockey team here. We have two. We have our college team and some kind of pro or semi-pro team. Not the top league, but, you know, one of those medium league teams. And I kind of like this hockey puck. I'm really sort of surprised. I have a hockey puck. And I know what else you're saying. You're saying, Tobe, why? Why do you have a hockey puck? I don't know. I don't play hockey. And I do vaguely remember finding this. Basically, the story goes like this. I was at some... Well, geez, now that I think about it, maybe I was... Well, anyway, what I was going to say was, I was probably at some indoor football game. You know, I enjoy Football Rapido, which is an indoor soccer game. And Football Rapido is played on ice rinks with boards and everything, and you can bounce the ball off the side and you can go crazy. This is different than some other types of indoor soccer, such as futsal or others. You can play Football Rapido outdoors too, and they do in warmer climate areas where they don't play hockey. So anyway, I was at a Football Rapido game of some kind, and I do remember vaguely walking around the field or the court or the rink or whatever you call the place where you play Football Rapido. And like I said, these were usually on ice rinks, and I remember walking around and being behind one of these things and finding this puck I think it was down here at the tennis center, but yeah, ironically, that's where one of our bigger indoor soccer facilities is at a place called the Tennis Center, because one half of it is a bunch of indoor tennis courts, and then the other half is a big indoor soccer arena. But that doesn't make any sense now that I think about it, because they don't use that to play hockey. It's not actually a hockey place. So where could I have possibly, I had to have gotten this at an Omaha Vipers game, but there's no ice rink, I don't even know where I got it from, but I do vaguely remember finding it and going, ooh, a hockey puck. And I was real happy, and it says, right on the side here, it says, in Glasgow, or in Giasco, possibly I-N space G-I-A-S space C-O. And on the other side it says official, made in Slovakia. So if you're wondering what the main exports of Slovakia are, apparently one of them is hockey pucks. I'm glad they've got an industry going for them there. And it makes sense, being as they are an ex-SSR, so they got a lot of hockey on the brain. Okay, let's put this hockey puck down. In other sports accessory news, today I managed to finally consolidate my football scarf collection. That sounds pretty impressive. I had to consolidate it, like I have a billion of them and they're all over my house. No, the fact of the matter is I only have 10 scarves. I've only been collecting these for a few years now, and I have a rule that I can't just buy a bunch online. They have to be purchased either at the venue, during a game of the team for the scarf is, nice English speaking Tobe, or bought in country. Because, some people when they travel, they're not going to be going to football games for me, but I do tell them, hey, stop by the club shop and buy me a scarf. And everybody always does. Now, if you're an American or have been living in a cave and you don't know what a football scarf is, basically it's a scarf, a knitted scarf, the thing you wear in the winter around your neck, that has the team logo and team name on it. And traditionally in England, these were barred scarves, meaning that they were just long scarves with bars of color. So like the Manchester United scarf is just red, white, red, white, red, white, red, white. But once technology got good enough, then these scarves started getting much fancier, and they have, logos on them, and sometimes they have portraits of players on them, and they've got all kinds of things written on them. And basically, if you can mock it up in some fairly low-res graphics, you can knit it on a scarf. You can get computer-controlled knitting machines that will knit you these scarves. I really want to buy one so I can make my own football scarves, but that would be cheating. Football scarves, and when I say football here, I kind of mean soccer. Football scarves, however, have spread to other football disciplines. There are football scarves for rugby now, and for Gaelic football, and for some other sports. I haven't seen any American football scarves yet, but that's going to be coming pretty soon, because I'm seeing a lot of other football traditions get transplanted into American football. And so it won't be long before you can go out and buy yourself a New England Patriots scarf. You can probably buy them already, but they're not quite the same as football scarves. But if you've ever been watching TV and you've been watching, you flip through the channels and you see a soccer game, you will probably see a bunch of fans holding up their scarves and, being fans. And that's what these scarves are for. And back in the olden days, and this is a little bit of soccer hooliganism lore, you could sew rolls of quarters or some fairly large coin into the ends of these, and they make really good weapons, but you didn't hear it from me. Okay, and like I said, I have 10 of these scarves now, which is pretty impressive for only collecting for maybe 2 or 3 years now. And I know you probably want to see them, so I am posting a link to a photograph of my scarves in the Anon Radio Room of Commode on SDF. So if you're in comm and you're listening, or if you're listening anywhere, go into the Anon Radio Room, click the link, you can see my scarves, because we're going to talk about them some more. In the photograph, I have them sort of arranged in some manner that makes some kind of sense. On the left are soccer teams, and I've got Juventus, the old lady, AC Milan. These are both two of my favorite Italian teams. Plus I got Manchester United, woohoo, one of my favorite English teams. And I've got an Omaha Vipers scarf. I don't know if you knew this. I think I mentioned it a few times before, but Omaha used to have an indoor soccer team, a football rapido team called the Vipers. And, oh, I was the grand Tifo master of that club. But we can talk about Vipers and Tifos later. And in the middle of the photograph, you'll notice I have a Dublin and a Holland scarf. That Dublin scarf, you'll notice it says Dublin GAA. That GAA stands for Gaelic Athletic Association. That is a Gaelic football scarf, and if you've never seen Gaelic football, oh boy, do I highly recommend it. It's a little bit of soccer, it's a little bit of rugby, and it's a little bit of Irish craziness, and it's a good game. And then, the next scarves over, in other words, the four on the right, are all rugby scarves. I got Samoa and Ireland and United States, but that USA rugby scarf, the one in the lower right corner, that's actually a game day scarf that's from the United States versus New Zealand All Blacks game that I went to. And when you stretch it out, it says USA versus New Zealand, and then the date, October 31st, 2014, or was it November 1st, 2014, something like that. But it doesn't have a New Zealand logo on it, and that kind of pissed me off. Yeah, they didn't actually have, all I wanted was an All Blacks scarf. I didn't want anything that said USA on it. Come on. I knew the All Blacks were going to win by 60 points. I wanted an All Blacks scarf. Yes, this was the game that was 74-2. Or was it 76-2? It doesn't matter. No, it was 74-6. United States got two penalty goals, kicks, so blah, blah, blah. And then the other United States rugby scarf is a United States Sevens scarf. There are different disciplines of rugby. There's rugby union, there's rugby league, there's rugby sevens. And rugby sevens is sort of the short version. Rugby sevens is an interesting game that's only 14 minutes long. It consists of 2 7-minute halves, and there's 7 players on each team. It goes by fast. Don't go to the bathroom. You will miss the game. The entire game. And that's my scarf collection. Now, post it online for everybody to see. And if you're looking at that Dublin GAA scarf, you'll notice that there's an Earl underneath their little logo there. It says Hill16.ie. Hill 16. Yes, I do know what Hill 16 is. I recommend you look it up. Hill16.ie. And while you're looking it up, you can listen to this.
Listen, dancing kung fu, Mr. K was everybody was kung fu fighting. Both jets were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Both jets were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing.
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
I want to relax, please.
Okay.
Will you register?
We'll be right back.
Подъезжай. Футбольная, 2Б.
Welcome back. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm glad you could join us. I'm glad you could join us too, Hello Kitty. Yeah, we know that part. The next thing on the agenda today is I need to remember to take out the trash, so I'm just going to go ahead and write that on my hand with a Sharpie here. Trash. And I will do that right after I finish up here. Speaking of trash, the other day I was cleaning up one of my rooms, the soft crafts room, you probably heard me mention it, and I was straightening stuff up there and I was reorganizing everything, and there's a lot of junk in there and a lot of stuff I didn't want, so I needed to come up with some kind of temporary trash can. So I got a bucket, basically a kitty litter bucket, the kind that kitty litter comes in. I've got tons of them because I have a cat, but strangely enough, then my cat doesn't use cat litter. Remember, my cat poops in wheat, but that's a different story. I get these buckets from my mom and dad, who have a cat that poops in regular cat litter. But anyway, I acquire these buckets, and they're handy for all kinds of things, including using them as little trash cans, because you can take one of those plastic grocery bags and put them in this, and it fits just right. So I went downstairs and I got one of these little buckets and I got one of the plastic bags and I took it back up into the room and I put the bucket on the floor and I put the plastic bag in the bucket and I turned around and I started picking up trash and garbage that I didn't want, old papers and stuff. And when I turned around, the cat was sniffing at the plastic bag and bucket and was getting interested, and I knew what the cat was thinking, and I said, "Don't do it. I know what you're gonna." And before I could finish the sentence, of course, the cat jumped into the bucket and plastic bag and sat there. And oh boy, yeah, well, I guess I brought this upon myself because I'm perfectly well aware that the cat loves plastic bags and things like boxes and buckets and pails and large bowls, anything that she can sit in and say, "Oh yeah, this is mine now." So yeah, then I had to put down the handful of trash that I had, and I walked back downstairs to get another plastic bag, and I took it back upstairs to use as the trash bag, since the cat was sitting in the trash bag / bucket. It's amazing that I even get anything done around here. Yep, I like to play my ocarina sometimes. I went to the store today, and I remembered to buy more cookies, but I forgot to buy a lime, because if you'll remember, I've begun to enjoy squirting lime juice on my vanilla sandwich creams. And you know, and I started thinking about the cookies themselves, and these are a generic store brand of cookie, which means that there is a bakery somewhere that makes these cookies for generic brands for stores. And I'm vaguely aware that this industry already exists. I've looked into doing other weird stuff, but now I started thinking, I wonder if I should make Tobe cookies, because basically all you need to do if you want to have a cookie is make the packaging, design the packaging, you know, send these people some art, and that's about it. They print up the magic cellophane sleeves and they make cookies, brup, 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 and ship them out. So I was thinking, okay, I should find out exactly how many packages of cookies I need to buy, you know, as a minimum, in order for me to have my own brand of cookies. and then I could sell them. And I wonder what the profit margin is. You know, I could probably sell these cookies for about $5 a package. There's about, I don't know, 3 dozen cookies in a package. I'll count them later. Probably sell them for $5, maybe a little bit less. somewhere around there. I wonder if I could make $2 or $3 off of each package. I'm gonna have to look into that. So if you hear an advertisement for Tobe's cookies, be sure that you go out and buy some. And also remember when you buy them to get a lime so you too can squeeze fresh juice on vanilla sandwich cream cookies. It's an interesting thought. I'll work on that. And while I'm working on that, I gotta let you go because the truth is I'm starting to run out of time. It's getting close to 2000 hours UTC. And I'll remind everybody now that daylight savings is coming up. We revert to normal time. And that's going to change when you listen to this show. So be sure to consult a UTC source that you trust. I recommend WWV, but you can also look on the internet. All right, I'm out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You gonna be Radio Kitty? Oh, why are you giving me the yanks? Oh, you see those birdies outside? You don't like those birdies? You wanna eat them up? You don't wanna eat them up, you just wanna give them a chomp? Do you want to go outside and get those birdies?